You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. So today I am going to share how to take one episode and use it as one piece of content that informs everything else in your business. So this is how I do my podcast. And seriously, this is so easy to do so that you can do less. This is like basically I'm showing you how to do less, right? Less stuff and create more impact. And that is by taking one episode and then everything else blossoms or flowers. I always like to say it kind of, you know, flows from there. And the reason why I do it from the podcast, it always starts from the podcast at the beginning of the week, because that is my all-inclusive vehicle for everything. And this is what I teach my clients who are coming to me for help with their podcast. And these are people who are passionate about the spoken word. And so think about it from this perspective. If this is where you feel the most connected and aligned with your listeners, then this is where you're going to be able to speak from the highest place, right? The best part of you. So allow that to flow, to like trickle down into all the other beautiful things that you do, like on social media, on Instagram, in your live videos, whatever. Okay. So I want you to think of this thing that I'm going to show you and teach you like it's a wheel. Like think of like a wheel with, you know, spokes coming off the wheel. So the center of the wheel is your podcast episode for the week. And then you have lines, right? Draw lines, spokes of the wheel. So draw eight, but leave space in the middle for some, maybe some other, you know, spokes if you want to add them. Because these eight things, these are like the kind of the baseline stuff. So if you do these, and it's going to be, I'm going to show you how easy it is to do them, then if you have more ideas or more things come up and you're like feeling spontaneous, then share them, then do it. It's icing. But once you do these eight things, then you're golden for the week. And it's, and like I said, so much fun. And I'm just going to say like the number one thing that makes it fun is that you're going to be repurposing this episode content. So maybe you've heard people refer to the concept of long form content. This is how I want you to be thinking about your podcast. This, your podcast, your weekly episode is your long form content. It informs everything else. And this, it's just super simple. I call it stupid simple. Seriously easy. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And this is a peek inside of how I do it myself, my own process. So this allows me to focus on the love of creating the spoken word. And the rest is literally administrative. So seriously, if you have a VA or you have someone that helps you in your business, this is perfect for them. Or if you're just, you know, if you're a one-woman show, this is also easy for you to do as well. And then you can kind of get your feet wet. And then one of the things that I advise you to do, which I've been doing since the beginning of my episode, or my episode, since the beginning of my business, you could see like my life is all about podcasting, is I create like procedure documents. And so if I have a way of doing something, I document it. and then I can share it with a future person, a VA. And so right now, like I am in between VAs. I've had all different iterations of VAs, project managers, people that are more, you know, they're beyond, like they're writers so that they can take my stuff in my brain and like craft it, you know, wordsmith it. But you know what? You can use a VA and you can really like you can give them a lot of this stuff to do. So if you can create a process for it, a checklist for it, and they follow that just step by step by step, literally like Kara records episode. So-and-so, you know, Kara sends talking points to VA. So VA can write show notes, right? This, and that's literally it. So you're literally creating a narrative and you turn it into a checklist. So that's what I've been doing in my business since day one. And it is so valuable. So that's the first thing I just offer that to you to consider. Okay. And you might be one of those people that's like, I'm disorganized. I can't do it. If you can try, it's so easy. Just sit down and just like, I do this and then this happens. I do that and then this happens. And then you can turn it into a checklist. And then you just put it in your Google Drive or wherever you keep your files. And when you get to the point of having a VA or you have one, this is what you can share with them. Okay, let's dive in. All right. So it all starts, like I said, with the episode of the week. I write the talking points, or if you love to do your script, like that's fine. I want you to do what feels comfortable for you, okay? And then I record the episode on Tuesday. Here we are. It is Tuesday. And I'm pretty quick with my turnaround. If I'm working with a VA, I want them to turn it around. I work with people that turn things around really fast, which is like amazing, but like 2 or 3 days, like that's it. Like even 24 hours. I have an editor that I've worked with. He turns it around in 24 hours when I work with him. So, okay. So then I record it and then the rest is literally repurposing. And you could do all of this in one day if you wanted to by yourself, if you don't have a VA. Okay. So here are the 8 things that I do. Okay. So I take the talking points and I clean them up, or my VA cleans them up, right? And these become my show notes. They go on my show notes, whatever your show notes page looks like, whether it's on your website or if you use your podcast host, they have a version of show notes pages that you can link to your website, which is what I do right now. I love the way that the pages look on I use Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is my podcast host. And if you don't know what a host is, well, we're going to have to talk about that in another episode. Or you can definitely find it here in the archives for sure. Just, you know, type in podcast host and you'll find episodes about that. Okay. And another thing I wanted to add to this point number one is, you know, when you have your talking points ready or you've written your script or whatever you're doing for your recording, and also maybe you are doing interviews. If you're doing interviews, you can use your VA to, she can listen, she or he, sorry, can listen to the episode that you've created. Let's say if you are doing an interview, but this can apply to whether you're doing, you're doing solo episodes, but this is how I do it. I do mostly solo episodes, but if I do an interview, I can have my VA listen to the episode and write the show notes. And here's something that's really fun. Add timestamps. You have your VA add timestamps. Now I'm going to explain at the end of this how these can be used even further than just for your listeners and for people to see what's going on in the episode. There is a very, very valuable thing that you can do with these timestamps. And if you want to, you can also use a transcription service that uses timestamps. Like Temi, there are some other free ones out there as well that literally, as long as you are talking clearly, you know, it will transcribe your words and put them into little nuggets, little, you know, timestamp, little sentences. It's very fun. All right. Number two is I send an email with the cleaned up show notes that I've created or my VA has created, and I send them to my email list with a call to action that says, you know, with a link to the episode that says, listen to this fabulous, valuable, free piece of content. Number three is I create a post with the show graphic or an image, right? Mix it up. Don't always do it the same way, because when people see the same thing over and over again, they can be kind of numb to it. I want you to be able to engage with your people wherever you are sharing your podcast. So this post is basically an announcement saying new episode, right? So it's, again, it can be a copy and paste, like your show notes, it's all your valuable information about the episode, or you can take a couple of those timestamps and then flesh those out with more language. And this is why it's so valuable to have those, because you're not working from like a blank page. You have like all this juicy stuff. And then once you have all this juicy stuff that you or your VA created, then you have this this content that you can use in new and creative ways. So yes, you're repurposing the same information, the same podcast episode and talking points and show notes, but you can also create new commentary, if you will, from this as well, which is really great. This is why it makes it so easy. You're not starting from scratch. Okay. All right. Number four is you're repurposing this. You're copying and pasting, if you want to, copying and paste as a Facebook post, right? Just another, you know, Facebook post. Maybe you have a group like I do. I have a group. I will post about the episode in my group. Then number five is a copy and paste as an Instagram post. Number six is taking the same information, the same post copy as a story. Now here's how I do it. Basically from this, once I create the Instagram post in my feed, then I just click that little airplane button. You know what I'm talking about in the post? I open up the post that I published. I click the little airplane to make it a story. And then I put a little sticker on the image that says new post. And then after that, I do a copy and paste of the actual post caption and put that into the story with more stickers and make it interactive and change it up. And then that's number six is the Instagram story. And then number seven is I repurpose this. I take the talking points that I created when I initially did the episode. So it's in my own language. It can be I would suggest taking your talking points, not the show notes for this, but I do a live video. If you want to do a live video, or I do a pre-recorded video. Okay. So every week I publish a video or go live on video at 2 p.m. Eastern time every Wednesday in my private and free, by the way, Facebook group. So I take the talking points and those become the talking points for my live video. How fun is that? And the thing that's really cool is that because they're talking points, I always talk about these things differently every time. It's not the same. It's not like I'm just regurgitating what I'm doing here on the episode. I am always adding new flavor and new color. Okay, number eight. Number eight is I copy and paste and repurpose for various posts. Right. So little snippets, again, all these different, like pull quotes out of there. So I create various posts for my Facebook group. I use pull quotes, snippets from the audio, shared as maybe graphic posts or sound bites throughout the week. I also maybe will create some polls based on what I talked about in the episode. Okay. So that's it. Those are the eight pieces, the eight ways that I will literally repurpose, take one episode, and that becomes the content for everything I do in the entire week. So remember I mentioned the wheel, right? So you have podcast, you know, your episode is the center. So draw a circle, like use a sharp, I love Sharpies and copy paper for this. Draw a circle, and then in the middle of the circle, write podcast. Then You have your lines for the spokes, these 8 spokes, and put those on each of the spokes if you want to literally do it the way I do it. So I'm going to give you a quick recap of the different things I do, and then you can leave space in between those spokes so that you can add new things if you want. But I would keep it tight. I would not go crazy on this, because then guess what happens? You're like hustling and you're doing all these things. So I'm going to review. Okay, so the spokes on my wheel are the show notes are cleaned up, the talking points are the cleaned up version of the show notes. So that's number one. Number two is I email my list with a call to action to listen to this amazing free piece of content. Number three is I create a post. Hey, new episode. Hello, listen. Number four is I repurpose this as a Facebook post. I just take the same show notes. Number five is I take the show notes and I repurpose it as an Instagram post. Maybe I use the same image, use a different image, play around with the images. Number six is I take that Instagram post and I repurpose it as a story, and then I paste in the caption copy into the story. Again, remember, it's the same copy, similar copy that I'm using throughout all of this. Number seven, I copy and paste so I take my talking points and I use those for my video that I do every week, my live video or pre-recorded video. You decide if you want to, you don't want to do live videos, then make number seven something else, or you don't even have, you just have a couple of things. Maybe you just have 3 things. Like I think this is like, you know, even if you were to condense this down to less than 8, like you just have a post, one post. And then if you feel inspired, it can become, you know, later on, it can go on another platform. Maybe it can become a story. Maybe it can become not just an Instagram post, but a Facebook post. Okay. So you get to decide, start small and then grow. Grow the, you know, add more spokes. Okay. Number 8 is, again, so it is taking this content and repurposing it in a variety of ways for my Facebook group. So I use pull quotes, snippets, audios, you know, sound bites throughout the week. And that's how I do it. And now I'm going to talk about how I make this happen day by day in my week. Because I know people always say, well, how do you do it? Like day by day, what does it look like? What's a day in a life? So I'm doing it. I'm going to share it because I love to know this myself. I wish I could be a fly on the wall for, you know, like on someone that I admire or follow. So this is what I'm going to share with you. Okay. And then you can use this for yourself, just verbatim, or mix it up and do it your own way. Okay. This is how I do it. So Monday is planning day. Now I borrow from Michael Hyatt. I'm a full focus planner girl. So that's his planner. I've been using it for years and years. And I love his phrasing, backstage, front stage days, backstage days, front stage days. So Monday is a backstage day. And that is the day that I plan. I plan for the new week. I set my intention for the week. I come up with the topic for the podcast is determined. So really it's just planning. It's, you know, setting up my, you know, putting everything inside my full focus planner. And that is what Monday is. And I love Mondays because, you know, there's nothing on my schedule. It really is a creative day. So you might be thinking planning, but to me, it's a very creative day because I do a lot of work, you know, on my brain. I do a lot of thought work, journaling, I love to spend extra time meditating, visualizing, doing breath work. Monday is the day for like that kind of extended time. Okay, so Tuesday is execution day. That's another backstage day. Today's Tuesday, by the way, so I'm recording. And it's still a backstage day. So I create content as I all the stuff I explained above, all those 8 things that are the spokes of the wheel, which is the podcast episode. Then I record the episode and I share it out in those various and fun ways. I think they're fun. If any of these things, by the way, they don't feel good, they don't feel fun, then you got to say, all right, how can I make this fun? Or how can I have my VA do it? Seriously, you can have a VA, even if you're starting in your business, because a VA, you know, VAs, it's a very affordable thing. And also you get to decide how many hours a week you want to give to your VA. You can pay them by the month and say, hey, I'm a small business and, you know, I only have maybe 3 hours, you know, a month that I can, that I need. So it can be very small in the beginning. Okay. So these 8 things are the baseline. Okay. The baseline, because here's what happens. Like, because I'm doing these things on Tuesday, I usually find more fun ways to share. And it just happens. It becomes more, you know, fun and spontaneous because I've done all these baseline things on Tuesday. So then that's just the icing, right? There might be weeks where I don't share extra spontaneous things. And that's okay because, again, it's icing. But by doing these baseline things, it allows me to be spontaneous because seriously, spontaneity is one of my superpowers. I love it. I always say spontaneity is my strategy. Okay. So Wednesdays are front stage days. Okay. So now I'm moving into the front stage days. So Wednesday is a video day. So I either go live at 2 p.m. Eastern time in my Facebook group, or I release a video at 2 p.m. and it is about the same topic. So like I said, this is where the talking points that I created come into play. So I usually take the talking points and not the show notes because the talking points were in the same voice that I used when I recorded the episode. Okay, so then on Thursday, again, another front stage day. This is my coaching day. Now, front stage is because I'm with my clients, right? So the first thing though that I do, because I coach like all day back to back my clients, because I find this to be very energizing. You might not, you might like to break it up, but I love when I can coach all of my people in one day. That excites the heck out of me. So what I do is I plan and I prep for my clients. That's what I do in the morning, you know, early before everything gets moving. Then I just, like I said, I do it all in one day. I loved the energy of coaching and I do it all in one day back to back. This is really energizing for me because one session with a client then helps me to feel inspired for the next one. And it just creates this really fun momentum. And then also I can kind of I always have, you know, top of mind. It's just automatic that something that was discussed with a previous client can come up and usually does, always does, comes up with the next client because every client, they all have the same issues, right? The same struggles. Yeah. So after a day of coaching, I literally pop out of my chair with so much energy. So that's Thursday. And then Friday is my admin day. Friday is another backstage day. But I get to decide because it's an icing day. So if I feel like going live or I feel like doing something spontaneous, that's what's really fun about Fridays. Fridays are fun for that reason. Just like Mondays are fun days and Fridays are fun days. And so you may have heard me call Fridays fun, you know, Friday, Monday, right? That whole thing that we love. So it's the day, but I also it's an admin day. So I do clean up I do my bookkeeping that day. My bookkeeping, it's very systematic, you know, so it's easy. And, you know, I used to be a bookkeeper. So I used to work in the finance accounting world. So it's so easy. Like, it doesn't take much for me to do my books. 5 minutes, not even, maybe a minute. And that's what I do on Friday it's an admin day. So really it's like tech lady, if there's anything left for tech lady, which is me or my VA, that's what we do on Friday. And then the rest of the day is fun. Oh yeah. And also that is the day that I evaluate my week. That's my eval day. And I look back on the week. I look at all my journal, you know, entries, like, you know, in my like thought work, what came up, what was an obstacle for me, where did I struggle? I review any thought models I created, any, you know, thought downloads that I may have created, just all the things that, you know, I also review my planner because I keep notes in there. I do like mini evaluations for each day, like what worked for me that day, what didn't work, like, or what confused me that day. And then what will I do differently the next time? So that's it. Oh my gosh. I hope you enjoyed this, really this look at like how I take one, you know, one piece of content, one episode, and I use it 8 ways so that I can do, you know, less stuff, less, and create more impact. Oh, and I forgot one other thing that I wanted to share with you is because I was, you know, I was talking about my Facebook group. So I want to let you know that I have this free Facebook group. It is especially for life coaches who are starting their podcast from scratch, from the beginning. You know, they just need help to pull it all together. Or for those of you who are like, you know, you've been doing this for maybe 3 months, or maybe you've even been doing this for a year, but you're like, it's, you know, you need some creative juice. You know, it's become stale. You need to get some creative inspiration. This Facebook group is a support for all of that. So if this is your, this is where you're going in the future with a podcast and you need the help or you need some creative juice, then join me and in my Facebook group. So go to caragottwarner.com/jumpstart. So this is basically an invite. You'll see an invite to the group. And then every week, so I go live in the group. I call these my podcast jumpstart videos so that you can get a reminder also when I go live and also just to stay in the loop on what's going on with the group. Because this is kind of like the hub of all of this. Like, here's the episode. I'm chatting with you guys today. And then we pull it into the group. Like, let's help you be a success with your podcast. Okay. So I'll see you inside the group and see you next time and enjoy. I hope you enjoy this episode. Take care.